Know you not that I desire to visit you in these ways often? For you are, as he was, my hopeful. And now that I've received him to where that he lords over you, then he's given to you what I gave to him. And that was the power to tread upon scorpions and serpents and over all the works of the enemy. And by no means, by any means whatsoever the enemy would come, he could not destroy you. And I said that you shall tread upon all the works of the devil, and by no means shall anything harm you, saith the Spirit of grace. For know this, that it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And why have I given you these things? So that the very joy by which was received of my Son, the inheritance of the heathen and those that would come into the family of God. For you've been given this right to stand on this line and challenge the enemy, and to know that I would come to you and surround you with everything that you needed to walk through the fire and not be burned, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. For this is my promise to you, that if you'll open up your spirit, as I came this morning because my word said that I would come and you believed it. And I said, fear not, and you believed it. And I say again to you, fear not and believe it, saith the Spirit of grace. For if you'll believe these things, I'll come. I'll not leave you as orphans. I'll come and visit you. My promise is to come and visit you often on this line and cause you to go to places in intercession that births first for you, all of everything that you need, beginning first in courage and peace and lack of fear and away, far distance away from all the trepidation and the threats and the slaughters of the evil one. And you'll dwell in a place with me that even though he comes and you hear it, it will not affect you because it will not get on the inside, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. For anyone that has the courage to touch the realm where the unbelieving live and fight past the demonic forces, know this, that I will walk with you as I walked with the fathers before. And those who knew me walked in the fire, and by no means was anything destroyed off their life. Take careful notice of this, saith the Spirit of grace. For I've noticed that the enemy has come, not to just one, but to several, and spoke words against that which you're trying to do, as in bringing the loss of fear to your life, the loss of things which would bring fear to your life. But know this, that I have provided a place inside of me. It's not a place beyond that which you can live. Oh, the fathers live there. And even some of the Old Testament, like my son David, reached a place where he kept that which was his under the things of my covering. So know this, do not fear, little ones, for not a hair of your head will be destroyed, or not even those little ones that you count as precious to you will be destroyed if you'll stay in me and me in you, and I abide in you and you with me in the Father. Nothing shall destroy you in the days ahead.